Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Hey, before we start the show today, I did want to talk about Loretta Lynn. You know, yesterday as the show was ending, we got news that Loretta Lynn died. She was 90 years old, which is crazy. Like, she was such an icon of country music, but aside from, you know, what she did professionally, I mean, to live to 90, to change the area you're from, she'd given so much to the town that she lived now and even the town that she came from. So I just want to take a second before we got going in today's show and just acknowledge her and, you know, her what she left behind musically first. And I guess I got to know her in Coal Miner's Daughter, the movie, because she wasn't on the radio when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But Coal Miner's Daughter with Sissy Spacek was a movie that I really got to know her. Here's a clip of Coal Miner's Daughter.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter.
Her family said she passed away peacefully in her sleep at her beloved ranch in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee, which you can go to. I've never been there, but I see the signs all the time. But I didn't really know what you could do there because they're like, they have like a general store and stuff.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I was like, it really couldn't be your house, but it must be like her property. She was on the chart 16 times, nominated for 18 Grammy Awards. She recorded 60 studio albums. She was a teenage bride and mother, a country star, and a grandmother by her early 30s.
Wow.
Think about that, a grandmother by her early 30s. Big in helping promote other female artists. You know, and she kept making new music. I mean, she did a record with Jack White.
That's right.
In the last 5 years or so. So people still loved her and respected her. She is survived by 4 of her 6 children, Clara, Ernest, and twins Peggy and Patsy. And that is from The Guardian and Washington Post. My favorite song, though, is her and Conway Twitty doing You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly.
You're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling.
So rest in peace, Loretta Lynn. You were a difference maker in country music. Okay, now we can start today's show, and we'll do the show normal. I just wanted to address that here before we started, and then I'm sure we'll get to it again later this morning. So here we go with today's show.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's start with a voicemail from Pat in Clarksville, Tennessee.
Hello, studio, and I know I'm probably bothering you, but I always listen to you while I'm sitting in my hot tub. Not drunk, I promise, just a crazy girl. But the death card does not mean death. The death card means a new beginning. So don't be afraid of the death card.
And I'll talk about the psychic that's going to be on the show today in just a second in my intro. But what she's referring to is, I said, I don't want to do the cards because what if they flip over the old Grim Reaper and I'm going to die immediately? I've since changed that to something else. But also, if anyone has to go, I'm not drunk, I promise.
Probably drunk.
Here's Amanda from Richmond, Virginia.
I was just listening to your segment from last week about you're talking about vegetarians being depressed because they can't eat A1 on anything. But you should definitely try it on a baked potato because it's really good. If you haven't tried it and you love A1, I highly recommend.
I have tried on a baked potato. I love it on a baked potato. Actually, I've tried it on a baked potato because I've put so much on the meat that it drips over the baked potato. So then you eat the potato.
Yeah.
There is no steak. There isn't a single steak invented that can't use A1. People are like, well, it's the most if you have the most perfect steak, you don't need to add it. But if you add A1 to the most perfect steak, it's the most perfect steak. Things can always get better. There's no such thing as perfection. And also, if you eat really bad meat like we used to growing up, if we ever got steaks, you cook it medium well or well, because all meat tastes the same burnt. Then you pour A1 on it. No, chef's kiss. Ain't nothing. There's nothing that exists that if you put A1 on it, it doesn't taste better. Hmm. Except ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Oh. Let's go. Here we go. Here we go. Welcome to the show. Up first, every day, all day, is worn his Dallas Cowboys hat again. Big game this weekend against the Eagles.
Big game, big game.
Right, here he is, our video producer, Eddie. Yes, go.
All right, guys. So I saw something pop up in my calendar, and it stressed me out. I don't even know. Is this even true?
What is that?
Is Chad Kroeger from Nickelback going to be on the show?
Bing, bing.
Dude, I saw this pop up in the calendar. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yes,
I've hated so hard on Nickelback.
You've hated so hard on Nickelback. That, and
please,
they're a great band.
Please tell me that if when we do this interview.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Do not.
No, don't ask for permission.
Don't ask for anything.
Yeah, don't.
Don't ask that I'll keep him away from you.
Don't,
don't ask
be scared.
I won't embarrass you.
I might be feeling
sick. Oh, you're sick.
Oh, I don't know if I'll be there for the interview.
Chad Kroeger, I believe, is how you say his name now, remember?
Oh, no, it's Kroeger.
We had it on the show. It's Chad Kroeger.
You know what? Who cares?
Yeah, Nickelback rocks. And yes.
Kroeger, they're terrible anyway.
In the next few days, maybe even tomorrow, I'm not sure, we'll have Chad Kroeger from Nickelback on the show. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
You saw that and got nervous?
Yes.
All right, here he is. Our friend Lunchbox is up next. His sport in high school was cross country.
Track and soccer. Let's not sell me short. Come on, man. I was a three-star athlete.
You mean three sport?
Yeah, I meant sport, but same difference.
All right, go ahead.
I need your advice. So there is a dog. I don't know where the dog is, but in the middle of the night, all the time, it barks at random hours, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. Ruh, ruh, ruh. Listen to it.
Where are you recording that from?
I'm laying in my bed. That's 2:30 in the morning. It wakes me up, and I just hit record. And I don't know.
That's a big, thick dog.
Yeah, it sounds like your dog.
It's not my dog. It's my dog is laying right next to my bed asleep. And I don't know whose dog it is, so I don't know what to do because at 2:30 in the morning, I don't go out looking up, man, whose dog's out barking.
But whose dog is that? And if it's every morning, is it in a yard next to you?
It could be in one of the surrounding yards. I mean, all the houses around me, I mean, all six houses.
This is what I would do.
They all have dogs.
If this continues happening on a nightly basis and it's waking you up, one of these nights you're going to have to get up just to find out where it's coming from. So if you hear this, it's that loud. It's got to be. That's coming through your walls. Listen to this. Sounds like it's next to your bed.
That sounds like it's in the living room.
Yeah.
It does. That's
you're
going
to have to get out of the house, find out which yard it's in.
And then call the cops?
No. The next day, go and knock on a door.
Oh, goodness.
Face to face?
It's at least it's at least two times a week that it wakes me up.
That's a big dog. That sounds like a Beethoven.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big.
St. Bernard.
Yeah, those are cool dogs, huh? I bet they eat so much food, though.
Because they're big.
All right, next up, speaking of dogs, she has a dog and she has a cat. She no longer has a goldfish, though, because that thing, rest in peace, goldfish.
That's a beta fish.
Yeah, I made like $60 off that. Here she is, Amy, everybody. Amy, what do you have?
So I don't know if anybody can help me with my Uber rating because I don't understand why I have a low score.
What is your score?
It's only 4.79, but apparently
that's low.
It is?
Yeah, because 5 is the highest, so why is 4.79 bad, but a driver told us that anything below a 4.9, no good.
My score was above that. Even when we were doing Will It Uber, sending dumb stuff across the city, mine was still above that.
Oh. So, like, why would what do I do?
I would imagine you talk all the time.
Have you ever been late? Made the Uber driver wait for you?
I mean,
there we go.
I say I'm coming.
Oh, that's bad.
Mm-hmm. Or can we just make an extra stop right here?
Oh, no.
You added in. They're getting paid.
So if you get to a 4-6, you're at risk of being deactivated.
Dang.
Deactivated?
You are that bad?
I am a good customer.
What is yours again? 4.78 or something?
4.79.
If you're below 4.8, it is extremely below average and you have to improve.
Yeah, that's why I'm here right now asking for help.
You need to get better.
When the Uber gets there, I'd be ready to get in it.
Okay.
And then I would get in it.
I do that.
And go to the destination you've chosen and then get out. And then what I do is when I walk out, I go, 5 stars! And they say it back and we both give each other 5 stars.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, so I'll try that.
We solved it. Be on time. Don't ask for extra stops. Okay. Don't eat all the candy in the bag.
And don't talk too much.
I love when they have candy and water.
And don't talk too much. All right, here's a voicemail intro.
His name is Bones. Oh, man. Coming in at 6-1. His name is Bones. He's got two phones. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
That's Brent from Texas. So today, it's a big deal because we have Amy's cousin on, who was a psychic. The last time she was on the show, she told me when I was going to get engaged. Except she didn't say it out loud. She told Amy secretly. Amy put it in an envelope and sealed it. So she'll be on, and the question I've been asking myself is, am I going to ask the question, will I live a long life? And as of right now, the answer is yes. Thought about it all night. We're a couple hours away from it. Will I live a long life is going to be the question I ask. Now, I was thinking about her in the envelope. Raymundo also has an envelope that is sealed here in his room. Ray, in your envelope, though, is not a psychic prediction, but some inside information you were given.
Yes.
And what inside information were you given?
Country music divorce that's going to happen.
And it hasn't happened yet.
Correct.
And you're still swearing by it.
Yeah, I believe so. I was told inside information it's going to happen.
And when was that envelope sealed, just so we remember?
March.
So are you sure they didn't patch things up?
Yeah.
No, it's just they said it was very well kept secret, and I guess they're keeping it secret.
And both are famous.
One is very, very famous, A-lister.
So the other spouse stays out of the spotlight?
Yeah.
So can I ask one question?
Sure.
Is the A-lister a man or a woman?
Man.
And it hasn't already happened?
He says it hasn't. We thought it was going to be Kelsey and Morgan. And listeners ask me all the time, who is it? So you're not going to tell us?
Yeah, I don't want to be right, and so I don't want to put that out there.
Yeah.
You also had another country music secret in an envelope about some song that was coming out, Song of the Summer, and it wasn't,
right.
I guess.
It just never made it big. Mm-hmm. It was Diplo, Zach Brown Band, Daniel Bradbury. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes they don't pop. You never know.
You still stand by that one, though?
I mean, I think it bops.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, we have a psychic coming up today. That's Ray's envelope secret, and we'll see what happens. So you guys hang out. Let's get started with today's show. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have a pretty stressful job at a company where my friend is my boss. I want to quit my job, but I've stayed the last 7 months because I know leaving would just add more to my friend/boss's plate. How do you quit a job? A decision you know will serve your family better while knowing it will burden your friend? Do I prepare my friendship to end? Or do I just leave and know that my family's first? Love the show. Can't wait to hear your advice. Thank you. Signed, Guilt Over Going. Well, if you're leaving the job, you do have to put your family first. You have to put you first. I mean, your mental health, you caring about your family, that's first and foremost. Secondly is your friend/boss. And I think if you go in and you say, hey, look, I got to quit. And he says, no. And you go, yes. And then you explain why. And then he still doesn't understand. If he's a real friend, he will eventually understand and you guys will be cool. But I think as long as you say, hey, I'm leaving and I'll help you for the next 2, 3, 4 weeks even, especially if you're in a situation that's very stressful, you say, I know we're going through this right now. I can even give you 3 months. I think that probably goes a long way. If it were just a boss, out, 2 weeks out. But if it's a close friend and you're worried about their mental health, you're worried about how they're going to, you know, continue doing a good job as the boss, I would offer him the time. Hey, how long do you need me to stay? A month? 2 months? And then you kind of work out a plan that way. That's the luxury of it being your friend. But you have to go. If you're going to quit and it's for you and it's for your family, you got to go. So don't have guilt over going unless you have a little guilt for your friend. But mostly it should be feeling good because you're doing the right thing by you and the people that are most important to you, your family. Amy?
Yeah, you care about your friend, and that's a big deal, but you and your family come first. So, and then if he's upset with you about it, it is on him to work through that, and he will one day.
Yeah, well, you will. If he's a good friend, he'll understand. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a weird thing about work, right? We feel like, oh, man, this is like our friendships come before work. And so you got to do what you got to do. His friends should totally, the boss should totally understand this situation. But you're right, man. It's all about that time. Tell him, like, dude, I'll give you enough time for you to find a replacement for me, but I got to go. Easy as that.
Lunchbox, if I came to you today, I said, hey, let me see him off. As we go in, I say, hey, look, you're doing a great job. We want to give you a raise.
I'll take it.
To stay. Yeah, I know. We want to give you a raise to stay here at the job, but you can get a raise and get a new contract, but you have to, Eddie has to be fired.
Oh, I'd take the raise.
You would take the raise and stay to fire, even though he's your friend.
Yeah, he's my friend, but I mean, I got to look out for my family first, right?
Wait, but what about for relationships, like I just said?
That's what we all just said, family first.
Yeah, you just said family first.
Yeah, 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 but we're friends, though.
Eddie will understand in time.
Yeah, in time,
you'll understand.
Exactly. Hey, I don't like what you guys said in that scenario
exactly.
Now.
Ding, ding, ding. I mean, yeah. I still have your back, man, and I'll help you look for another job.
Eddie, dang, what if I position it the same way with you? Like, I'll fire Lunchbox and you get a raise. Like, that raise is coming from his money.
Huh.
But yeah, he's never going to know. But he's never,
oh, he'll never know?
He'll never know.
Okay, then cool. Let's do that.
So you both would turn on each other.
Yeah,
and
yeah, but don't
other.
Tell him, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I still want to be friends with him.
Hey, family's first, right?
Money's first, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah. Money supports family.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, and yeah, so yeah. You would come to me and be like, hey, man, like, I'm your friend. Like,
sorry, man,
raise.
Bobby sucks, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what to think anymore after all this.
Yeah. Hey, guilt over going, get out of that job. Tell your friend / boss, give them time, help them, be there for them to help them transition, and then go and live your life. All right, appreciate that email. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Time for the Bobby Bones Show Employee of the Month. We didn't do it last month because it landed during a vacation week and it wasn't a full month.
Yeah.
But it's time to crown the Employee of the Month for August and September. It's a two-monther here.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
Wow.
It's time to recognize the member of the show who's brought the best content, best storylines, overall has shined more than anyone else in the room. The last Employee of the Month was Eddie Spaghetti.
Yeah!
Wow.
Can I two-peat?
Could you two? It's called a repeat.
No, whatever. You already know it's over.
So, if I call your name, that means you did not win. You give your speech that you would have given.
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie.
What's up?
You did not win.
Yeah, because it's hard to repeat.
You did not two-peat. So, read your speech you would have read.
Dang, man. My speech was good, too. I was going to say, guys, look. There is no I in Employee of the Month.
Hold on.
I double checked. There's no I.
There's no I in Employee of the Month.
You thought I was going to say team, but it's not team. There is no I in Employee of the Month. We're not here just to celebrate me. It takes all of us to make this boat float. That's why sometimes I let you guys win games.
Oh.
But you know what? It's not about me. It's about all of us. So thank you for this amazing award. Everyone, give yourself a pat on the back because you deserve this as much as I do.
And you know what? One of them deserves it more. All right, there he is, Eddie. He did not win Employee of the Month. All right, Morgan. You hold right there.
Oh.
Amy, you did not win Employee of the Month. Read your speech, please.
This whole show takes everyone to function. I'm pretty sure there's like 13 people, including all the producers. So that's a lot of people contributing. But, you know, if I did something to, you know, stand out a little more these last 2 months, I'll take it. And I am honored to take it. But yes, on behalf of everybody.
We have 13 people?
Yeah, I count.
This show should sound a lot better. I'll be honest with you.
I don't know. How many count?
Well, you count the other room. Not the glass room, but the other room.
Okay, so people working on the countdown.
Yeah.
So people editing the podcast.
Like, to make the whole show function.
Got it. Scuba, wow. What are you doing with your fingers over there?
12, not 13.
Well, that's not that big of a difference.
One,
Scuba's like
two,
flipping out.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, it really doesn't matter.
12.
Yeah.
I can't.
Is there someone else you know, Amy?
And she's also not.
Hey, Lunchbox.
Mad. Yeah, go ahead. I'm not. I'm still in it. I'll hang.
Whatever.
Right here.
Lunchbox.
I'm hanging.
Hang around.
I know. Hey, you ain't got to tell me. I already know. I already got my seat.
Ray, you did not win. Go.
My wife just had her resume get done for her new job, so she said you need to touch up yours. And she said there's no sparkle really with it. Well, Baser, I got that sparkle. Put this on my resume. It's Employee of the Month for August and September on the nationally syndicated Bobby Bones Show.
Is there more?
I guess not.
Oh, okay.
I was waiting. You know, sometimes an artist will finish a song and we're like, are they done? Okay. I like it.
Huh.
Hey, Abby.
Yeah.
You did not win.
Okay.
Do you have a speech?
I do,
Go ahead.
Okay, one thing that I've learned these past 2 months is that quitting won't get you anywhere. Whether it's singing in a bar downtown or in blind karaoke or being on dating apps, you have to keep going. So that's what I encourage everyone listening to do. Never give up, and Bobby said it best, fail until you don't.
That's right, good.
Wow.
Hey, Morgan, you didn't win.
Oh.
Hold on.
Wait.
Wait. Wait, we got to come back to you.
There's still scuba.
Morgan, go ahead.
No, it's me.
Morgan, go ahead.
Oh, man. From millennial movie reviews to providing entertainment by eating all of the disgusting foods in Elder vs. Millennial, I felt this was a great month for me. Thank you for seeing and recognizing that hard work, team, because I couldn't do it without you. I appreciate you.
There it is. There it is, Morgan.
Yeah!
And Lunchbox.
I am the winner! All right.
Oh, wait.
What?
Don't just start.
Oh.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
I feel like you've had a pretty good last couple of months.
Yeah, crushed it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just keep on coming with the accolades.
The employee of the month this month is Mike D.
Oh! Got him! Got him!
Plot twist.
What? He's Wait, good job, Mike D.
Lunchbox, go ahead and read your speech. Mike didn't even know he was up for the award, but Lunchbox, go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there? Oh, it's me again, employee of the month. Have you missed me? You thought I was gone, but I keep coming back. And maybe it's because I'm riding my bike, so I'm fresh in the morning. You guys are cooped up in your car. I got the breeze blowing in my hair, and it's making my mind free. And you know what? One day, you'll be like me. Boom!
Tried to rhyme that, huh?
Yeah. I did. I tried.
You stumbled a little bit. I like the effort, though. That was good. But you had a really good last couple of months. I'll be honest with you.
Dang it!
I know.
You weren't even eligible.
I know. He wasn't eligible. And we worked together, and Mike actually said Lunchbox had a great month.
Yes, what I'm saying. Mike knows I deserve it.
But
this is sort of like
deserves it.
I know this is like,
go ahead.
It's like you can't give the MVP award to Michael Jordan every time. You got to make the other players in the NBA feel okay. That's why Barkley won.
Mike, you did not know you were up for it. What would you like to say? You are now employee of the month.
Yeah, Mike D.
Yeah, I didn't even know I was eligible. I don't really like getting any kind of recognition for the show. I just like working to provide great content. So this is awesome. I didn't even think I would be up for this.
We had a couple emergency situations, and Mike was there. Okay, we'll do this, we'll do that. I was out of town. I mean, nobody covered like Mike did, and I don't think he gets enough recognition. So the employee of the month, Mike D, everybody. First time ever. Now, Mike, you get to choose. Would you like to spin the wheel of cash? Because on this wheel of cash, there's a thing from $1 to $100. And if you land on spin again times three, you get three times what it lands on. Or would you like self-promotion for 15 seconds? Or you can take someone out of the running for next month.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
All are good options.
I've never been able to spin the wheel, so let's spin that wheel.
Yeah!
Oh, Mike, you can win that money. Let's spin that wheel!
Oh, Mike!
$1. Spin again.
Amy, we don't.
Well,
spin again.
We bent
three times.
The rules. Mike didn't even know.
Good point.
He's in the
Let's spin that wheel.
There it is. You got
come
it.
Come on, 100.
Okay, Mike. You can take that $21 total.
Yeah.
And you can just take it and go home. Or you can risk it all for two spins.
Whoa!
Take the money, bro.
I may never get this chance again, so let's spin again.
Whoa! He gets two spins. Here we go. Let's spin it.
Come on,
100.
Is there a bankrupt on the wheel?
Come on, 100.
Oh my god.
No.
One away from $100.
Blow on it.
That is on the line.
Get one more spin, Mike.
Okay.
Do you want to keep the 21 or do you want to spin again?
No. That's so close. I feel it coming.
Let's spin that wheel!
Come on,
100. Wow.
Bankrupt.
Give me the Benjamin.
$1. All right. Mikey, you walk away with $1. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good about that.
All right. Our employee of the month for September and August. It's Mike D.
Yeah.
All right, great job.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Hurricane Ian has been all in the news, crashed through Florida, causing all sorts of devastation. Well, Tony Atkins is out reporting in Orlando, talking about all the floodwaters when he sees a woman in a car and it's going underwater. She was a nurse on the way to work, and she got engulfed in water. Car's going under. So he starts walking out in the water, and he says, "Get on my back!" Wow. And he gives her a piggyback ride out of the water.
All while doing the news.
He was reporting.
The picture's awesome. I mean, the video's awesome. I'm looking at the picture, though.
I mean,
the water's so strong. You guys know this. But yeah. Water, even that doesn't look so strong, just enough of it going in a direction will wipe you away. And he got a broad base, and he's just carrying around. She got on blue sweats and a white T-shirt. And he looks, because it's dark and his shirt is red, it kind of looks like Spider-Man.
Oh, superhero. Yeah.
Kind of looks like Spider-Man saving her. It looks pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. I mean, the fact that she was a nurse on the way to work and she got taken over by the water. Ooh.
Like she was going to make sure to help people with her job.
And then she got helped. And I mean, Eddie, if you're a reporter, are you?
Well, Eddie was in the news.
No, yes, that's what I'm saying. Do you get in trouble for saving someone? Or like, would he have gotten in trouble for not saving her?
I mean, I feel like, and they never said don't really like save anyone. I was in one situation where I was driving the news truck, satellite truck, and a car accident happened right in front of me. And that was the decision. I'm like, ooh, am I the person, the human, or am I the reporter?
What'd you choose?
I went reporter. Because by the time I got to the car, other cars had already stopped to help.
So you started filming it.
So I called 911, did my job as a human. I said, guys, car accident, you need to come out. Once that was done, I got the news camera. Guys, I want an award for that footage.
If there had been no other cars there.
What award?
Would you have gone full human?
Yes. Yes, because it helped that all these cars had already pulled over. Because once I saw that, I'm like, this is where the story is. Everyone is pitching in to help this person pinned in this car.
So an award for that.
Well, someone was pinned in?
Oh, yeah. There was someone pinned in the car.
I thought it was just like your footage of the wreck.
What award did you get?
I got a Edward R. Murrow Video Journalist Award.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Eddie also caught like an asteroid or something on camera.
I didn't get an award for that one though.
What was that?
It was a meteor during the day. It was a fireball in the sky. And then I caught it on camera and I was interviewed by CNN, ABC, NBC, BBC. I mean, everyone. I was in the news all day.
And then you got a piece of that meteor, right?
And then they awarded me a piece of that meteor. The Astronomical Society did.
From 2009, there's a quote of Eddie on the news going, I don't know what I saw.
Wow, that's what was the interview?
That's the quote.
Hey, man, so what'd you see? I don't know.
That's your big moment on CNN.
Look, Scuba just gave
me. Look at him. He's getting that award.
I have it right here, guys. It's in my hand. Listen.
That's the meteor?
That right there is a piece of the meteor. Now, what's crazy, though, is the meteor that they actually found was the size of a pickup truck. How big is the meteor they gave me?
And he's getting an award. I'm watching it here. He's at the Austin Planetarium. And they're giving him an award, but even Eddie admits he just put his camera on the ground and accidentally shot it. He didn't like do anything.
Hey, his jacket looks about three times too big.
That's probably why you didn't win an award for that one.
Well, I don't know, but NASA said that my footage helped them discover the meteor. Like they, from seeing my footage, they directed them in the area that it fell and they found it. And it was, gosh, dude, I was in Austin and it landed in Waco. How far is that?
90 miles.
45 hours.
Yeah, really far. Yeah.
Anyway, this guy's pretty cool for saving her.
Yeah,
it's not about me,
it's
guys.
It's not about Eddie. It's about Tony Atkins.
Hey, great job, Tony Atkins. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Paris Hilton has spoken to pet psychics, and they say her missing chihuahua is still alive. She's offering a $10,000 reward, and so she's going to anybody and everybody. And these mediums, multiple, have said, hey, the dog's still alive. The dog's name is Diamond Baby. One of the psychics said the dog is alive and safe where she's at. Paris wanted to raise the reward amount, but was told not to because she'd be a target for pet snatchers in the future.
Oh.
Meaning if she has $500,000 to give away, any pet she has is going to be a target because they know she'll give away that money to get it back.
Oh, true.
Which is probably what-ish happened here with this, right? Like somebody probably stole this dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I used to live, there was a little newsletter, and it would go out to people in the little town, and they would say, all right, this week, so-and-so is having a birthday, or there's a potluck over here. And one day, it was like, there's a wolf eating dogs.
Whoa.
And I was like, wait, what? And they were like, yeah, it's a wolf or a coyote. So if you got a small dog, don't leave it in the yard because it's been snatching up dogs.
That's terrible.
That was not a good newsletter.
No.
Of all of them, that was the worst one I ever got. And then I hit unsubscribe and never looked back. I don't like getting those emails. I don't care. But there's a psychic telling her the dog. My psychic's coming up in a little bit. My personal psychic. Well, it's Amy's cousin, and I don't really believe in psychics that much, but I'm anxious to see what she's going to say. I'm probably 50-50 now on the question of...
Oh, you went down a little
bit. Yeah. If I'm going to ask her if I'm going to live a long life. I'm going to feel it out as we go. If I feel positive about it, then I'll do it.
You're crazy,
If
man.
I don't, then I probably won't ask that. There is a pumpkin spice latte engagement ring that can be yours for $11,000.
What does that even mean?
Excuse me?
You thought you'd heard every single pumpkin spice product out there? There is a PSL-inspired engagement ring that now exists... PSL meaning pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, PSL.
That's right. Created by jeweler Angelic Diamonds, it's the world's first pumpkin spice latte ring. But is the ring not good in the fall? You're not engaged?
Yeah.
It's not fall? That's from Food and Wine. It features a rose band with white diamonds, orange sapphires, and emeralds with a single whipped cream-shaped center diamond. And it's surrounded by other stones.
This does not sound cute to me.
It actually looks pretty cool. If you didn't say pumpkin spice, you would go, that's a very interesting ring.
Okay.
It doesn't look like a classic engagement ring. And maybe because it's kind of that that rose goldy type color, they are really playing into the pumpkin spice. It just looks like a cool ring. But $11,000 gets you a pumpkin spice engagement ring.
Wow.
There. Okay, I didn't know when to get to this, so we're just going to do it right now. I know it's not going to be comfortable. For me, it's fine, but it's Amy who's not going to be comfortable. Amy, you have something to tell Lunchbox that he's not going to want to hear?
Uh-oh.
Something that you've been up to?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't even know how to say it.
Well.
Will you want to say it for me?
Do you want me to Lunchbox, you've been doing something in your free time?
Mm-hmm.
You've been working.
On Zoom.
You've been working at something.
I've been acting.
Yeah, you've been acting.
Yeah, okay. and I'm acting. Yeah, I'm an actor. Mm-hmm.
So I built the ramp for you, Amy, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, so you know how I'm in a movie coming up. A Christmas movie. It comes out on Thanksgiving Day.
A big acting role on HBO Max.
It's called Holiday Harmony, and I'm very excited about it. I flew to LA and filmed it back in May and was on set for hours, way more time than I thought I was going to be on there. And I thoroughly enjoyed every minute of it. And they even talked about how one of their last Christmas movies went to sequel. Like there was part one and part two the next year.
Wow.
And that if this movie goes to sequel, they said, we'd love to have you back. And I had no acting experience or coaching or anything going into that one. So I was incredibly nervous. And I thought, well, if there is a sequel, I want to be prepared. And then also I had so much fun. Like, what if I could audition for other things?
Oh, stop it.
See what
happens.
Stop what?
So
don't tell me you started auditioning for crap.
I started, well, not yet, but I started in person with acting lessons.
Wow!
Like not Zoom, but yeah. And
Amy, you're taking this a little too seriously. You probably weren't good in your movie. You might want to wait.
Probably
and see
not.
I haven't seen it.
That's what I'm saying. Let us see the reviews. Like we know that
but you're not even in a movie. Why are you?
I'm in Bat Out of Hell this weekend in Las Vegas. I mean, I'm in a live action.
It's a stage show. Yeah, hers is gonna be on HBO Max. Yeah.
But they trust me not to mess up. There is no if you mess up, we can do it again. They know that my acting skills are so good that they said, you know what, we're gonna put you in a live performance.
I think it was
Bat Out of Hell.
I think it was kind of a promotion.
Live performance this weekend at the Paris Casino, Bat Out of Hell, Saturday night. Come see me if you're in Las Vegas.
How many lines do you have?
I have at least three lines. At least three lines.
Amy, I think
multiple
it's cool.
Scenes.
Okay, hold on. Well, this is about Amy for
Bat
a second.
Bat Out of Hell.
I think this is really cool. You're now in person taking acting lessons.
Yeah, if anything, just to challenge myself. I don't know what I'll do with it, but I thought I had some discouraging thoughts in my brain. I'm 41. Why would you even try to do that? You know, you're so stupid. Those kind of thoughts. Mm-hmm. And then so that made me want to sign up even more.
What's it like?
Yesterday I did a script read over and over and over. My character was Shannon. Her name's Shannon, and I was talking to a homeless girl. She didn't have a name. Her name was just Girl. And we would go back and forth and back and forth, and I just really, a lot of breathing before we start doing work because she wants you to be able to tap into your emotion, your feelings deep inside. So actually, it's pretty therapeutic.
Do we have audio of you acting? Because, I mean, I'd like to hear it.
No, I haven't recorded any of it yet, but.
So Lunchbox is still on Zoom, though. How come you started immediately in person and he's still reading Cheers on
Zoom?
Because
she didn't do the same classes I did. She didn't start during the pandemic.
Lunchbox has a script of Alf from, like, 91, and he just reads that. Are you learning?
I don't know, but I feel incredibly blessed because I found out this person that I was able to connect with, like, she wasn't name dropping or anything, but coincidentally, she works with a lot of people in town we know. And really? I'm like, what? That's
like
crazy.
John Party?
Jake Owen.
Well, John Party hadn't had any.
Well, John already said her name before, so I feel fine saying that, but there's other people
Jake
too.
Jake was in a big movie, had a big role in a movie. I'm happy for you. Let's, as far as acting experience.
Hey, congratulations.
Hold on a second.
Amy.
Here we go. Acting experience. I think I probably am the leader here.
You are.
The movie Band Slam, like three episodes in Nashville, where I actually had real lines, right? But I do not consider myself an actor. Secondly is
probably
Amy because Amy is in an HBO, a movie, a streaming platform.
I was in Friday Night Lights.
You didn't have a line. You're an extra.
And they dubbed you someone's voice over your voice.
Maybe Morgan. Morgan did a lot of stage work.
Hello.
That is true.
So until your movie comes out, Amy, we're going to go Morgan sit at number two in the power rankings of acting. And then Amy's at three and Lunchbox is at four. Anybody else have any acting experience at all?
In high school. I was a hell of an actor in
really?
High school. Yeah,
what,
the stage.
What production? Because I did stay. I did Grease.
Phantom of the
and
Opera.
Little Shop of Horrors. Wow.
Oh, Eddie might be ahead of Lunchbox.
I think I did Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
He doesn't even know. He's just making things
oh,
up.
Oh, guys,
I
there
think
were so many plays.
If you're
so
such
plays.
An actor, you know what you've been in.
Okay, so power rankings of actors. Me, for now, Morgan,
what
Amy.
Has Morgan done?
Morgan, tell that Lunchbox what you
I've
did.
I've been in Wizard of Oz. Boom. Annie,
when?
I did stuff when? Out of college when I was in Wichita Theater.
Oh, she did Wichita Theater straight
wow, that's
up.
Cool.
Wow.
She was part of a company.
Wow.
Weren't you R2-D2 too?
I did play R2-D2.
Okay, so let me get power rankings. Me, Morgan, Amy, ooh, Eddie and Lunchbox. I'm
There's
gonna
no put, way,
I'm
Eddie.
I'm going to put Eddie a little bit over you.
Yeah, you're crazy. I was in Friday Night Lights.
You were
I was
extra.
In a Chris Jansen music video. I was in, I'm going to be in Bad Out of Hell on Saturday. Eddie has done
his
nothing.
Own music videos.
That's right.
Videos.
A lot of Raging Eddie's videos.
No, CMT. You play music. That's not acting.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. Bad Out of Hell, we'll look at the footage and let you know. But Amy,
wow.
I'm super proud of you. Keep stretching yourself.
Thank you. I'm proud of stretch. Myself too, because I was about to talk myself out of it.
No limits.
Yeah.
You're straight up Master P. No limit soldier. And I like that.
Wow.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. It's time for a segment about segments, and all these segments were rejected segments.
Rejected segments.
So you guys sent these in, and I was like, we can never do that. For one reason or another, either somebody's going to die, it's horribly boring. Mostly those are the only two parameters. It's one of the two.
Drastic.
Number five.
This one's called Shave It to Save It, and Mike D. sent this in. We tell everybody we're going to do another Bobby Bones show, Show and Tell, where the goal is to have everybody bring a prized item of their own they're proud of to tell a story. Something they love. Something that's one of a kind. What no one else knows is that there's a twist. After we present all of our items, we let everyone know that their object will be destroyed unless they agree to shave a body part.
Whoa.
What?
Oh my God. That's intense.
And then we spin the wheel and whatever body part lands on, you shave. And then you get your item back.
No way.
Whoa.
That's like next level stuff. He should be writing scripts. Yeah. Not these games. Shave it to save it.
Rejected segments. Number four.
From Raymundo. He said, hey, can we do a segment? Because I've been having some break-ins near my apartment. I need a weapon. And so he wanted to talk about this. Ray, what was your question?
Yeah, Baser's not comfortable with a gun. She thought maybe she may shoot me if she got terrified or something, and I came in from work or something. And so I was wondering, what would you recommend? We were talking knives. Is it a bat? Is it somewhere where I could swing a club? What exactly would you do if it was your situation?
Well, me specifically, I do have guns, right? But if I were you and I did not want to have a gun, and I understand that fear, I think unless you were raised or trained with a weapon, you probably shouldn't just have one to have one, because a lot of bad things can happen there. I think a baseball bat's good. You should put it maybe under the bed. Strategically, we've got a few places in the house where I have different things I could grab at a moment's notice.
Machete, spear.
Yeah, machete.
I have those.
Where are you going to put that? And secondly, somebody else is going to get cut. But yes, golf club, baseball bat. You can even do a paintball gun, honestly.
Oh, yeah! Paintball gun. That's a great idea.
Because that will scare the crap out of something. Mm-hmm. And it's going to hurt. But that's one, too. The paint then just goes old after a while. So you almost...
And then they're easy to catch because they got paint all over them.
Good call.
Oh, wow, Amy, that's good.
Paintball gun. So, I mean, we're doing the rejected segment now. But I think those are the options. You just have to keep the paint separate.
Wasp spray.
And then quickly, you open the little... on the top of the paintball the holder. And you pour it in.
That's awesome.
That's why I do paintball
guns. That's good, man. Cool.
All right, next one up. Let's go number three.
Rejected segments. Number three.
Number three is also from Mike D. He says there was a story about a soccer player named Cristiano Ronaldo getting Botox injections down there.
Down where?
Down there.
Down there. Yeah.
He got Botox injections down there so that it looks better down there, right? So his idea was, for all the guys, the wheel of Botox, the loser gets Botox down there.
What is he talking about?
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand what Botox does down there, so
makes things bigger, right?
No, I think
doesn't it puff your lips?
No, that's filler.
I see the girls with the big lips.
Their lips don't move.
That is not a good thing.
It's so gross.
I don't know a single dude that goes, I love some filled lips.
No one says that. So it does that to your down there?
No,
it
doesn't.
Okay. That's a different product.
It relaxes the whatever and probably less wrinkles.
Yes.
Oh. I'm wrinkle free.
So we spin the wheel and whoever it lands on has to get Botox down there.
It's so dumb.
That's why it was rejected.
That's why it was rejected.
Rejected segments.
Next one up.
Number two.
This one's from Raymundo. Ray says, I've been going to my hair lady for 5 years and now she's disappeared. And you wanted to talk about that. Ray, what happened to her?
Usually she texts right away. I'm unable to go to her business. Unless you have an appointment, they don't let you in the front door. It was from COVID, and it's just kept going. I couldn't find her for 3 weeks. We do have an update. She was in Belarus. I found her. I have scheduled an appointment. She is alive and well.
What's Belarus?
Well, we're glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was boring to talk about then and now, but I didn't know there was an update. I thought we were just going to go on a search for his hair person that didn't want to cut his hair anymore.
Hey, I'm glad she's okay.
And finally,
rejected segments. Number one.
Lunchbox took audio, went out and recorded seeing if celebrities get special boarding on airplanes. And using yourself as an example?
Exactly. Because Ray talked about how some girl from Southern Charm or something got special boarding at the airport. So I was like, well, I'm flying. Let's see if they'll let me on specially.
Special.
How long is this clip, Ray?
30 seconds.
Okay, here we go.
Excuse me. I just had a question real quick. Is there like a special like boarding process for like celebrities? Like, do you like save a seat or where we get on first, or we get to pick when we get on?
I mean, what's your boarding position?
No. Well, I don't really. I usually fly private, so I'm not used to this.
So it's open seating, so you board by your groups.
But even for celebrities, like, you know, like, do you wait? Like, if I say I want seat A1, you call ahead, and then that way
you can pay for upgraded boarding. Next.
She had no time.
She had no time. It was really busy.
She wanted none of your nonsense.
I mean, I cut in line to ask that.
He said, I usually fly private.
So how many times in the past, I don't know, year have you flown private?
Zero.
Yeah. Year?
5 years?
Been less.
I'm walking okay. Our listeners through this.
Zero.
Okay, just making sure here. So that was the final rejected segment.
But that means it was number one, so it was the closest to making it.
That is crazy that Southern Charm person had their seat saved.
That's what I'm saying.
Because how people do that.
Yeah,
that's
know.
What I was trying to figure out.
But you do it in a weird way. You're like, hey, let me ask you a question. It's a question. I'm gonna ask this question.
Let's
just say I got a question. And then you're like, if we want to get a seat saved, it just confuses people.
Well, I mean, she was trying to walk away.
I think
she
if you just called like an 800 number and asked the question, like, hey, I have a high profile person that I'm representing. What would we do to make sure they don't get swamped? I think that's probably the way to do it to get information.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. I was at the airport and I was like, man, might as well ask.
I like it. But if you're such a celebrity, people should have been swarming you right then.
I was in a different city, man.
She didn't even get curious.
But your celebrity is only...
No, it just depends what city. It was one of my cities that I'm not, I guess... It
one of your cities.
Yeah, that I wasn't big in.
Yeah. Belarus, by any chance?
No, not Belarus.
Okay. All right, there you go. That is Rejected Segments.
Rejected Segments.
Coming up in about an hour, Amy's cousin will be on, who is also a psychic. And I've said it before, I'm not a big psychic guy. I think it's entertaining. I think it's fun. But I'm nervous because I'm considering asking the question, will I live a long life?
Oh. Crazy, man.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to ask it yet, to be honest. But on the phone right now is Tanner, who lives in North Carolina. Tanner, what do you think about this question I'm going to ask?
I was 12 years old. I don't believe in any of that stuff. I don't believe in psychics. I don't believe in astrology. I don't believe in ghosts. 12 years old at a bonfire party, and somebody broke out a Ouija board, and I asked that thing how old I would be when I die. I'm 32 now. That thing said 56, and anytime anybody brings up anything about supernatural stuff, I think about that stupid Ouija board. So,
exactly. You don't ask the question. But you don't believe, but you think you're leaving the door cracked just in case.
Okay,
I bet you on his 56th birthday, Tanner's butt's going to be puckered
for
365 days. He ain't going to leave. You're right.
No, Ouija boards are not real. So
okay, but we could say that about anything.
I know,
right?
But someone's moving it.
Or is it?
I was never the mover, ever. But I know that someone, like my sister or another friend, was the mover.
Tanner, good luck. I hope you live a long life.
Looks like that slider thing was dead anytime anybody else used it. But as soon as I touched it, it was zipping across the board. I wasn't moving it.
But he doesn't believe.
No, not at all.
That's what I'm saying. I don't believe, but also want to respect it just in case. You know, just in case. All right, Tanner, appreciate that, buddy.
Yep, you have a good one.
Yeah, you too. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you do-do-boop, ba-doop-boop, ba-doop-boop, right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dog's water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
1 in 5 men in the workplace wear the same shirt 3 days a week.
Lunchbox.
For sure.
And we have 1, 2, 3. We have 6 men here. And he wears the shirt, same shirt 4 times a week. So that pretty much meets the average. Do you keep like a box of hoodies that you just wear over and over again?
No, I just have like a hoodie and I'll wear it for like 3 or 4 weeks and then I'll take it home. Like, I'll leave it here. Like, I leave it sitting in my seat, and then I just, that way I don't have to bring one every day. I don't have to remember it. It's just here.
I like the idea of not remembering, because when I would tour, I'd wear the same stuff every night.
Right.
Because I don't want to think about it. Now, it wouldn't be the exact same clothes, because I feel like that would be disgusting. My armpits would get it. But I would wear a button-up shirt, a skinny tie, red, and then slacks.
Yeah, it makes life easy. Mm.
Speaking of easy, that's what most guys do in the workplace. They have 5 outfits and they just rotate them out through the week. And then weekly, they don't really have to think. It's like, okay, this is what I do on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
I've really made a concentrated effort, though, to dress better to work the last 3 or 4 months, just generally. Because I feel like if I put 5 minutes of effort into it that I feel better. And if I feel better, I'm usually better at doing this.
Yeah,
I feel you.
So, and now though, my wife and I have a little like a strategy about picking clothes because I'm really bad colorblind to dark colors. And so I ask her, what team is this? Meaning if it's a, like a certain blue or certain red. So I start to identify shirts and clothes by team colors. Because if she goes, that's a kind of a Rutgers red. Oh, got it. And I see what that matches and what doesn't. So instead of her just saying, yeah, it's darker, we try to match it now to schools and mascots or colors of schools. That way I can remember what it is because sometimes they all look the same to me.
Today you're the Raiders?
No, it's just black.
Oh, nice, yeah. Man.
Wow.
Yeah, you're the Vegas Knights.
Well, it's black, guys. I know black. I know what pretty black good. Goes with.
Okay,
what else?
There's a parenting trend called sittervising. Any parents in here ever heard of it? Do it?
No.
Know of it? Okay, well, it's where you let your kids play while you sit and relax on the couch, in a chair, on a lawn chair at the park, on a bench.
That's called Every Day for Eddie, right?
Yeah, that's what I do every day.
You've been doing sittervising for 20 years.
Yeah, what else are you going to do? Hang out with them?
Okay, so some parents...
How old is your oldest son? Your oldest son?
He's 14.
Okay, that's 20 back. 14 years.
Yeah. Some parents feel the pressure to constantly be engaging and playing with their kids, especially if they're on the floor or they're at the playground, like, oh, I need to do that. But other experts are saying, yeah, you can do that from time to time, but make sure you look out for yourself too. And it's okay to sit back, relax, and watch your kids play.
Oh,
that too, bro.
It's called sittervising. You can Google it if you want to learn more. So it looks like Carrie Underwood is in high demand these days. You know, her recent duet was with Jason Aldean, If I Didn't Love You, and that went number one, won awards. And she was talking about how she gets requests every single week to partner up on songs, but she really has to evaluate and assess if it makes sense. So that means she's turning down a lot of people.
I would imagine most. I mean, yeah. 95%. I'll say this, in about a month, about 4 weeks' time, the Raging Idiots, Eddie and myself, will be releasing not just a duet, a truet.
Yeah.
Three people doing a duet, which would be called a trio, but I've made it something up called a truet.
It sounds better.
Well, it's four people, actually. It's me, Eddie, and then two other solo artists.
Ooh.
So is that a foret?
No,
but are we
are
one,
the
though? That's
y'all
the question.
The
yeah.
You know, that's the question. Very excited about it. Let's just
exciting.
Say award winners are with us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. About a month. Well,
but we too had to turn down a lot of people for this thing.
You know, occasionally I will get a request and they'll go, hey, would you hop on this song with us? And it's somebody I've never heard of, obviously. And they'll like reach out through the people that do our music and they're like, hey, do you want to hop on this track? And I'm like, I never heard of them. Why do they want me on the track? And they're like, I don't know, so you'll play it? I'm like, no, I'm good. I can play me already. No problem. All right, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
It's a great story. And so in Salina, Kansas, there's a kid named Calvin Davis, and he's fighting a rare form of blood cancer. And so he needs a transplant. He needs a blood stem cell transplant. So the hardest thing to do is find someone who matches you. And so what they did, our station, 99KG, and Shane McClintock, who runs the station there, been there many times, they had a drive. And they said, will you guys come by? And they swabbed the inside of their mouth. They had over 1,200 people stop by, get their mouth swabbed.
Yeah. That's awesome.
As they look for somebody that matches and can actually help this kid so he can get back to school. He's studying right now, just virtually and online. He's 14 years old. And so he's like, I just need to find the right match. That's the hardest thing to do. So all these people, so let me say, everybody in Salina who stopped by and got your mouth swabbed, trying to be a donor. Like, that is awesome. And I appreciate you. The show appreciates you. 99KG appreciates you. But most importantly, Calvin Davis appreciates you. And I hope they find a match there. I wanted to share that story because I think it's awesome. And that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, you know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies, you know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime.
The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.